Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:15 Irish Summer Time. Today is April 8th. Again, it's been another interesting day, although relatively quiet on the stock market front, which is rather good news. You had the Nikkei and the Hang Seng down both in excess of 1%, but you had Europe paring its losses. The US opened weakly, but and that sent Europe down in excess of 1%, but they pared that loss towards the end of the session. The Dow Jones closed down almost 36 points, which is less than a third of a percent. So, relatively tame in here as the stock markets are right up there at the upper side of their ranges. If we were to see that a strong downward dynamic, then that would certainly put the cat among the pigeons, and we would likely see a test of the lower side of the ranges. But in the absence of that downward dynamic, if we see a shallow reaction from these levels, then the likelihood of an upward break rises. Although I think that the greatest likelihood is that we're going to see further ranging and base building around these levels for at least another couple of months as news from about the credit crunch is digested, and as investors see that even if there is greater ba more bad news coming out, that stock markets are able to hold around these levels, that will certainly be confidence enhancing. But I hesitate to think that we're really there just yet. There were two rather important pieces of news today. BHP Billiton had a very good day today because there's speculation that China is going to buy a stake in the company. So that sent that stock racing ahead today. It's pushing back up towards the highs posted relatively recently in the last couple of months. And that's one of the better performing stocks in the sector. The other is that Freeport-McMoRan was raised to investment grade on by I think S&P today. And of course, against the background of so many credits being downgraded and the panic about the subprime issue, it really does throw into perspective exactly where healthy companies are focused. You have incredible interest in the commodity sector, particularly in these miners, and especially those miners which have access to proven reserves in the ground in politically stable parts of the world, and Freeport-McMoRan definitely is in that category. Of course, it's also one of the few US-listed mining companies, or domestic US-listed mining companies. So that's I think that is important because it serves as an example of exactly where investor interest is, and it also gives us an idea of the financial health of these companies. They are generating record profits. That's not something that's going to stop anytime soon. This is a commodity super cycle. Yes, we are in a medium-term correction for a number of those industrial metals, and potentially the same for precious metals. It's certainly looking that way. But it doesn't look like they're going to fall back into their bases, and that would require a significant fall in the case of a number of those industrial metals, or indeed those precious metals. And we can anticipate that mining companies are going to continue to do very well for the foreseeable future. The fact that the big mining companies are betting the farm really on the growth of China in particular, but also India and much of the emerging economies in Asia and the Middle East. And their almost insatiable demand for industrial resources because of the incredible amount of infrastructure they have to build. They have massive young populations who need jobs and need education, need places to live for the next 20 or 30 years, and they have to start building that right away. So we can anticipate the demand for resources to continue for the foreseeable future, and investment grade or the financial health of these companies being upgraded, along with those strong earnings and a better financial position generally. So that's I thought was really quite positive news. Looking at the currency markets, well, you had that rather negative housing figure in the US, in the UK today, which sent the pound down almost 2 cents against the dollar. It's at 196.88, and of course against the euro, it hit a new low. The euro at a new high against the pound. That is still a trend in motion, still really quite consistent, although the euro is getting up towards, well, it's getting really quite strong. In here against a number of currencies. But the pound does look like it's rather weak, and we're going to see further rate cuts in the UK over the coming months and potentially even years as the housing bubble begins to unwind. You haven't had a huge fall in house prices yet, and I certainly wouldn't be predicting that given the population growth, and particularly in London, where there really is a shortage of housing. But there will certainly be an unwinding of some of the leverage that is present in that market and has been evident for really quite some time. In the commodity sector, it's been really quite mixed. You'll see that those two reports that I posted, or two articles really, I posted today on rice. Rice had a fantastically consistent uptrend and then lost that consistency about 6 weeks ago, but continued to be able to post new highs. It posted a new high today and then fell to below yesterday's lows, which completed a key day reversal. And given the fact that the commonality with so many of those other grains has just disappeared, really, and given the fact that this is now starting to get to be front page news, particularly in Asia, where of course rice is the staple food. And with that key day reversal, it does look like we're going to see at least a short term reversion, and if we start taking out those higher lows, then this could come back quite significantly. It would need to really push above today's highs to reassert that overall uptrend, and even then it would still be really quite overextended. So high risk in here. You also had you have soybeans and wheat have been relatively weak. Lumber was limit up today. It's been really quite strong, having found support in the last couple of weeks and has rallied impressively. And of the commodities out there, lumber really has been, well, cheaper for longer than just about any of them. So it's probably due a short covering rally in here. And when a commodity moves limit up, that's certainly going to be pressuring some of the shorts, that's without a doubt. The precious metals continue to be well, uninspiring in here. Silver was down 40 cents today, although that was off the lows. And they have been unable to break this progression of lower highs. This could potentially be the third lower high. But I don't anticipate them falling very much further than where they've already put in lows, but neither do I expect them to rally back up above their highs. The chances are that we're going to see some significant ranging in this sector, as we've seen in the past, and the technical action to date doesn't question that hypothesis. Looking at the treasury markets, relatively quiet in here today. Relatively unchanged, and this continues to look like prolonged top development in the US Treasuries. The Euro bonds down around 115 have retraced quite a bit of their upward move, but still certainly not conclusive and not into any conclusive downtrend. And that's pretty much it for me. A quick word on oil. Oil was really quite quiet in here today. And natural gas looking well, looking to be consolidating below $10, and a push above $10 would be reasserting that medium term uptrend. And with that, I will leave you for the evening, but thank you very much for your time.